Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? We'll continue exploring the communicable attributes related to God's knowledge, this morning seeing that God is truth. Let me give a slightly longer definition of this. God is the embodiment of truth and the final standard of truth. This morning, we're just going to look at how God is the embodiment of truth. We'll start with a few verses of Scripture. John 14:6, Jesus declares, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In Numbers 23:19, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Proverbs 30:5, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. So what does it mean that God is the embodiment of truth? In short, it means that everything that God does is true. He is always perfectly truthful. He never lies or deceives. He is always faithful to his promises. Now, this is in direct contrast with Satan, who is the father of lies, the deceiver, and the author of confusion. In fact, when tempting Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, one of Satan's attacks was against the truthfulness of God. What if God lied? What if what God said wasn't true? You won't surely die. One of the primary ways we interact with God is through words. We pray to God, and he speaks to us through his word. The Bible is God's word, and as God's word, it is true. When God speaks, what he speaks is true, and through the Bible, God speaks to us. It's for this reason that the Bible is so often attacked and its truthfulness questioned. An attack upon the truthfulness of the Bible is an attack upon the truthfulness of God. Why is it that Satan is so concerned about attacking the truthfulness of God? Because truth is the foundation of trust. Trust requires a measure of truth to support it, or else that trust is misplaced. Think about when children lie to their parents, what do they lose? Trust. When people suspect the government of lying, what does the government lose? Trust. Or media outlets. So it's not even necessarily the actual truthfulness that grounds trust. It's the perception of it. An entity or person can be perceived as truthful and gain trust even though they lie. And likewise, a person can be perceived as deceitful and lose trust even though they're telling the truth. God is truthful in all his words and all his ways, but Satan does not want people to trust God because he hates God and everything that God loves, including us. So his job is to make God out to be a liar. How can we really know if God is really truthful, faithful, honest, and trustworthy? Ultimately, you learn it by faith. As you trust God in faith, you learn that he really is truthful, which builds your trust in him. It's a cycle that begins to feed itself. And this is what it means to follow Jesus. It is to trust him by faith, so that you may learn by experience that he really is true, truthful, and worthy of your trust.